I'm always amazed when I write something a week or two before, and then I arrive on a Sunday and God has just aligned the agenda. Thank God he does that, because I haven't got a clue otherwise what's going on. And, you know, if I'm honest, and I'm nicking the 120 seconds I've not really got, I really don't want to talk about this. I just, after that, what we just sung, just want to talk about how much he loves us all. But I felt, while we were worshipping, that I should say, which is not on here, you know, whatever you're doing, whatever you're going through, whatever this morning was or yesterday was, any of those things that you really don't want to do, but you do, any of those things you do and you wish you did a bit more. If you're a Christian, if you know Jesus, then you are a righteous child of God. That's where you start. And your doings don't define you. Your definition is who your father is. So if that helps any of you, good. If it didn't, it helped me loads. So that's fun. Welcome. Can you click away back there, guys? I haven't got enough hands. So I've got seven now, just to talk about baptism, and a big plug for Alpha, because it's coming up on Wednesday. And so here I am. My name's Mark, if you don't know. I'm a senior leader, and I also help lead Alpha with my beautiful wife, Vanessa, there, and a bunch of other guys who aren't beautiful. But welcome to a day full of meaning for a lot of people, emotion. I think I saw trepidation on a couple of faces too. But a very unique spiritual experience for those getting dunked or in the proper parlance, baptized. Some of you might be asking what the fuss is all about. Why are rational people choosing to stand in front of friends and family and basically get soaked? You may conclude, some of you, that they've just got religion. And well, if that makes them happy, that's good for them. Very 21st century attitude. You may think it's a new thing, they're going through a phase. You may think they're just a bit worried about dying. I'd like in these very short moments to prod those thoughts in you a little bit, as we do in Alpha quite a lot, and give you a snapshot of an alternate view. I see it as not religion going on here, or a phase, or indeed particularly about dying and going to heaven. Those things arise from these things, but that really, I don't think, is the point. Next one, mate. So, let's do the Bible in 3 minutes. That should be nice and easy. The Bible tells us at some point in space and time, God put the first two Homo sapiens in a region called Eden. His prototypes, we know them as Adam and Eve. They were just as he wanted after millennia of evolving his universe. Yes, they had free will, they had emotions, and they had needs. They also had a spirit, a mind, and a body. There's one difference then to now for most people. They had a direct spiritual connection with their Father God. They could see him, hear him, learn from him. Just imagine having someone smart enough to create a universe who also wants to love you as your friend. Early in the story, when it all looks, well, just a tad like paradise, a small wrinkle arrives. Adam and Eve get seduced to have more. Using their free will, he offered them a choice. Was it fruit, do you think, that caused the damage, or a decision of our personal free will? Here is the Bible account. So, you will certainly not die, the serpent said to the woman, for God knows that when you eat from it, your eyes will be opened and you will be like God, knowing good and evil. And you will be like God. Anyone tempted? What they could not know, but the bad guy knew, because they didn't know any evil yet, was this real decision they were taking would have enormous fallout for all creation. Choosing to be like God got our own way. We got just that, our own way. Separation spiritually from our Father and our Creator. The Bible tells us all creation moans because of it. I wonder if now when we think about the environment, we know we have a job and a duty there because creation is crying out because of the decisions of humanity. sometimes I look at our long history as humans and all the myriad ways we paint our faces, we dance, we worship, we look to the heavens, and I wonder if we just intrinsically know, whoever we are, whichever country or culture we're in, that we're seeking something lost, something we've forgotten. So, separated from God, we wander around seeking him, but unconnected, building our empires on earth and watching each decay eventually. Evil entered the world and began to pollute it and pollute us. The Old Testament, really, in my view, is just a window of a disaster unfolding that we need to understand, and a picture of God in rescue mode, drawing us back, showing us examples of what we could still have despite the anarchy we are being drawn into and living in. Jesus says 55 times in the New Testament, the kingdom of God is near. Most scholars agree that the phrase translates best as in your midst. Jesus, born as a human baby to poor people who quickly became refugees. There's a cunning story. I don't think I'd have written it that way. But with a big difference to all the other people of that time and around him, he was both human and God, carrying that direct access to the Father that Adam had once known. Jesus was the final stage of our rescue plan. The leader called Emmanuel, which you all sang at Christmas, meaning God is with us. Jesus taught a way of life that the West is now built on. Time magazine has described his words as the greatest ever spoken, teaching us a new way, an ancient way, a way back to being fully human, spiritually connected to our Father, a real historical figure doing extraordinary things, changing history and the world in 3 years. But the killer blow to evil was his choice to sacrifice himself for you and for me. That's God sacrificing himself for you and for me. Again, a historically accounted for moment. His resurrection defeated evil for good. And as you can see, there began a movement of people, as I've tried to draw here, from a few hundred then to a little bit shy of 3 billion living today. What does that do, though? Like the diagram here, it pushes into our current broken world and changes it and us one at a time. Whatever we believe right now, Jesus' invitation is alluring. Matthew 28:30 says in the Message version, "Are you guys tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me and you'll recover your life. I'll show you how to take real rest. Walk with me and work with me. Why don't you just watch how I do it? Learn the unforced rhythms of grace. I won't lay anything heavy or ill-fitting on you. Keep company with me and you'll learn to live free and light." Thanks, mate. We get to the end of the Bible. I told you it was quick. And the end of the Bible tells us the end destination is restored. All humanity and all creation. Let's have a look at that. So, Revelation 21. "Then I saw a new heaven and a new earth, for the first heaven and the first earth had passed away, and there was no longer any sea. I saw the holy city, the new Jerusalem, coming down out of heaven from God." It's coming down. Not going up. "Prepared as a bride, beautifully dressed for her husband. And I heard a loud voice from the throne saying, 'Look, God's dwelling is among the people, and he will dwell with them. They will be his people, and God himself will be with them and be their God. He will wipe away every tear from their eyes. There will be no more death, no more mourning, or crying, or pain, for the old order of things has passed away.'" Just focused on that bit, really. "He who is seated on the throne said, 'I am making everything new. Write this down, for these words are trustworthy and true.' And finally, 'It is done. I am the Alpha and the Omega, the beginning and the end. To the thirsty I give water without cost, and from the spring of water of life. Those who are victorious will inherit all this, and I will be their God, and they will be my children.'" So, are we in the midst of a ritual, or are we in the midst of a revolution, do we think? I suggest these people who are getting into that fabulously cold water. Don't run out, Hannah, don't run out. And the billions of others called Christians are doing loads more than getting religion or seeking a bypass of death. They are joining a movement of people, disciples, who have met Jesus tangibly through his Spirit. They know the remarkable truth that he is real. And they have joined his revolution, the revolution to restore humanity to its original design, where we find joy, purpose, peace, love, contentment. Not perfect people, but still good people. As our spirits restore us and connect us with our Father, our Creator, these things can and will change everything. The earth, us, and all we will ever experience. But of course, being born again is always a free will choice. Jesus said in John 3, verse 16, "For God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son. Whoever believes in him shall not perish but have eternal life. For God did not send his Son in the world to condemn you all," I added the "you all" bit, "but to save the world through him." So I wonder, will you investigate the revolution begun by Jesus? Alpha starts, when does it start? Yeah, Mark did it for me. And we spend 10 Wednesdays eating great food, talking, debating, chatting, and laughing at my jokes, which is compulsory. But we're asking whether this is all true or not, what I think. Maybe next year, if you come along, it will be you in there, and you will be starting a bright new future. Thank you.